Pandeglie Sandro! Avete un medievo a Cinci! Avete un bacciano a Zimbabwe!
Umnumzana Robert Gabriel Mugabe wakoku shungu akasekho. Lundoda watetshulwa yingwe mhla ka February 21 ngomnyaka ka 1924 ekutama mission esiqintini sakozimba esingenyakatho yaseZimbabwe. Wayengomunye wabantwana abahlanu bakamoya umnumzana Gabriel Mugabe Matibiri lonkosikazi bona. Abadala kuye kwakungumichael, uRaphael, uBridget lesigcina thunjani uSabina beyize lamani. Uthe esakhula uMgabe uyise wayengumbazi owadabula ilizwe waze wafika kobulawayo esigabeni seMandebeleni edinga umsebenzi. Ngalezo nsuku umango ongako wawuthatha amaviki ambalo ikakhulu emuntwini kazana ozisebenzela ngezandla. Kobulawayo uyise wagcina isiba lesithembu ngokuthatha elinye ikhosikazi unkosikazi Coletta. Ababili laba bazala abantwana abathathu uAlbert, uDavid noRegina. Ngale kozimba unkosikazi bona owayengumbalisi wasala esondla eyedwa uMgabe labafo wakhe. Esesengumfanyana uMgabe wayencedisa ngekhaya ngokwelusa inkomo zangakibo njalo esenza imisebenzi yonke yezandla lapha ekhaya. Ngalezo nsuku iningi labensundu beSouthern Rhodesia babefunda bephetha izikolo zebanga laphansi kuphela. UMgabe wafunda isikolo eseJesuit Mission ekhokhelwa ngumfundisi wenkonzo yeRoma uFather O'Hare onguyena owamfundisa ukuthi abantu bahlonitshwe ngokufanayo. Wamkhuthaza ukuze afunde ayefika kude ngemfundo. Ababalisi bakhe babembona ukuthi ulengqondo bamupha ibizo lokuthi Mahlakaniphini. UMgabe waqala izifundo zakhe zaphezulu zekolitshini eFort Hare esabelweni seKapa kwele South Africa. Lapho aphutsha khona wathola idegree ele Bachelor of Arts egxile ezifundweni zembali ezehistory lolimi lwesiNgisi i-English ngomnyaka ka-1951. Waphenduka ekhaya wafundisa ngapha iqhubeka ngezifundo ezenziwa umuntu engekhaya as a correspondence. Ngemva kweminyaka emibili wayesethole idegree lakhe lesibili ele Bachelor of Education ngapha efundisa eHope Fountain Mission emaphandleni asesigabeni seMandebeleni. Kungaleso sikhathi-ke lapho uyise agcina etshona khona etshiya uMgabe selomthwalo ukondla imuli yonke. Udadewabo uDr. Regina Gata wamthuthisa labafowabo bayafunda behlala eKutama Mission. Ngomnyaka 1955 uMgabe waya eNorthern Rhodesia wayafundisa eChilembana Training College okweminyaka emine. Ngapha eqhubeka ngezifundo zedegree wathola iBachelor of Science kwezenotho. Ngemva kweminyaka emithathu uMgabe waya eGhana wafundisa eSt Mary's Teacher Training College lapho agcina ehlangana khona lomkakhe wokuqala unkosikazi Sally Heyfron. Waphutha idegree lezenotho ngo-1958, bachada ngomnyaka 1961. Yena lomkakhe babelandela iziqondiso zombuso we-Marxism. Ngakho-ke, basekela uhulumende weGhana ngokusiza abantu ababebandlululwa. Ukwethekelela kwakhe ekhaya ngomnyaka 1960 kwaqondana lodlakela emalokitshini. Abantu belwela amalungelo alinganayo phakathi kwabensundu labamhlophe. UMgabe wavuma ukukhulumisana labantu abaningi ababebuthene emalokitshini betshengisela ngokubotshwa kwabakhokheli babo endaweni ezehlukeneyo zelizwe okulapho wabalandisela khona ngaye kubone kweleGhana kulandelwa umbuso we-Marxism. Ngemva kweviki ezimbalwa ezalandelayo uMgabe wakhethwa ukuba ngunobhala jikelele ebona ngezokwethula kwemibiko ebandleni le-Democratic Party. Ekupheleni komnyaka 1961 uhulumende waseRhodesia wavimba ukusebenza kwebandla le-Democratic Party okulapho laguqola igama selizibiza ngokuthi yiZimbabwe African People's Union ZAPU. Ikhokhelwa ngelinye lamaqhawe empini yokukhulula iZimbabwe owayesebenza ukulwela amalungelo ezisebenzi zonsundu uMoyi uDr. Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo. UMgabe labanye ababekuZaphu bacina bekhonona ngobukhokheli bukaNkomo okwabangela ukubana ngomnyaka 1963 yena labanye baqala elabo ibandla lezombusazwe eleZimbabwe African National Union ZANU eyayikhokhelwa umfundisi Ndabaningi Sithole. Mnyaka munye umgabe labanye bakhe babotshwa bavalelwa ejele okweminyaka elishumi ekona kudzingwa. Wathatha lelo thubayi lokuqhubeka ngezifundo wenza elinye njalo i-degree lezomthetho. Ngalowo mnyaka wayeyinhloko kahulumende yeleRhodesia ngaleso sikhathi u-Ian Douglas Smith wavuma ukubana uMgabe akhululwe ukuze aye emhlanganeni waseLusaka eZambia.
I don't believe in black majority rule ever in Rhodesia. Not in a thousand years.
Angikholwa ukuthi kungaba lombuso wabensundu kuleli laseRhodesia. Akungeke lanxa kungaze kudlule iminyaka eyinkulungwane.
Kodwa uMgabe wahle wathatha lelo thuba lokubaleka eseqa umngcele esiya kwele Mozambique ukuyabumba ibutho lokulwela inkululeko yelizwe phansi kwebandla lakhe leZANU, ibutho eleZimbabwe African National Liberation Army ZANLA. Ngakwelinye icele iZaphu ayekaJoshua Nkomo layo yasungula elayo iviyo lebutho eleZebra. Kwaba lemizamo yokuhlanganisa amacele omabili ukuze kubunjwe iviyo leZimbabwe People's Army njalo ngemva kwesikhathi ibandla lePatriotic Front. Kuphansi komanyano wePatriotic Front lapho amacele omabili ayahlala phansi lo Ian Smith bekhuluma ngenkululeko yeZimbabwe. Umlamla Nkunzi kunguhulumende weleBrithani eLancaster House eLondon.
The documents that we have just signed are of the greatest significance to the people of Rhodesia and of the neighboring states. In opening this conference, I expressed the hope that we would be able to lay the foundations for a free, independent, and democratic society in which all the people of Rhodesia, irrespective of their race or political beliefs,
sivula lomhlangano ngifisa ukuba umsebenzi wethu wakhe ukuhlalisana ngokuthula la ngenkululeko phakathi kwabantu bonke jikelele baseRhodesia kungela bandlululo.
Ebhukwini lakhe elilesihloko esithi The Story of My Life, uNkomo wabhala ukuthi uMgabe wamangalisa wonke umuntu ngemva kwesivumelwano seLancaster House lapho abika khona ukubana yena labanye bakhe abeZANU sebeseyancintisa ukhetho lwakuqala lweZimbabwe ekhululekileyo bezimele njengebandla hatshi phansi komanyano wePatriotic Front.
Mina uRobert Gabriel Mugabe ngiyafunga ngokuseqinisweni njalo langokuzinikela ukusebenzela isizwe ngokusemandleni ami wonke. Ngalokho ngithi Thixo akungincede.
Okulapho kwahle kwasungulwa ukufuthelana phakathi kwamabandla omabili. NgoLwezi ngomnyaka ka-1980 emzini weNtumbane koBulawayo kwaqhamuka ukulwisana okubi phakathi kwamasotsha evuyo lebutho leZANLA leleZebra. Impi yeNtumbane ibikwa yenza kwaba lokulahlekelwa kwamasotsha amaningi amacele omabili eyaphosa yaqhamuka njalo ngemva kwenyanga ezine. Ukufuthelana lokhu kwaqhubeka okokuthi ngozibandlela ngomnyaka ka-1983 uhulumende weZANU wasungula uhlelo olwabona ngabaningi ukubana njengelwenzondano lobandlululo olwaluqondiswe ebantwini abekhuluma ulimi lwesiNdebele ezabelweni zeMathebeleland leze-Midlands. Lesi sihluku sabizwa ngegama lokuthi yiGugurahundi lapho okwabulawayo ngocuku olukhulu inkulungwane ezedlula amashumi amabili zabantu makhaza ababengahlomanga ababekugcela omama ababezithwele labantwana. Esikhathini esilokhu sibabazwa ngabaningi ukuthi isikhathi esabamnyama embalini yeZimbabwe isithole uzubuse. Okwaze kwabamba ngamandla ngomnyaka 1987 umuyi uDr. Joshua Nkomo ukubana avume ukukhumisana umlotha loMgabe esebone ukuchitheka kwegazi eliningi emhlobuleni waseMandebeleni. Walotshwa isivumelwano sokumanyana eseUnity Accord.
Worked so hard for this country before independence, during the war. I worked so hard after independence to make our independence stick.
Ngalisebenzela kadala lilizwe lele. Ngemva kokuthola izibuse, ngesikhathi sempi yenkululeko. Ngaphinda ngasebenza nzima ngemva kokuthola inkululeko ngisenzela ukuthi uzibuse aqine nko.
Lomanyano awuzange uncede kangako ngoba kwaqhubeka ufuthelana lokungethembani phakathi kwabo labalandeli babo. Umgabe wavele wakubeka sobala ukuthi yena akafuni ibandla eliphikisayo edalele parliament. Kulandelwe umbuso webandla elilodwa i-one party state. Kulandelwa izibopho ze-ZANU-PF kuphela. Umanyano owawumele ukukhokhelwe nguye umgabe kungela kuphikiswa. Mhlakazi bandlela 7 ngomnyaka 1992, unkosikazi Saleh Heifron Mugabe watshona ebulawa yisifo sezinso. Emaphethelweni eminyaka kubo 1990, umgabe wabhekana lokuqonga kwamazwi okuphikisa umbuso wakhe okwakungazake kwenzakale kubangelwa ikugugudeka lokonakala kwesimo somnotho elizweni. Umoyi umnumzana Edgar Zivanayi 2.3 omunye wabasungula ibandla leZANU-PF lesikhathi sinye lomgabe ngomnyaka 1964 owaba ngomunye wayebikwa engumngane omkhulu kamgabe wamelana laye wancintisa ukukhetho lokudinga umongameli ephansi kwebandla ayelisilungilele yena eleZimbabwe Unity Movement ZUM ngomnyaka 1990. Laloba wanqontshwa ukhetho lolo, isilinganiso sabantu abamvotelayo waphosa wamoyisa umgabe. Unkosikazi Margaret Tshawana Muhondo Dungo ngomunye wababekuviyo lebutho eleZanla owaqonga isibindi waphuma kuZANU-PF wasungula elakhe ibandla eleZimbabwe Union for Democracy, ZUDI, ngowesifazana lo owamelana lomgabe. Lokhu yikho okwakhokhelela ekuthini abanye labo babumbe amabandla ezombusazwe okumelana leZANU-PF. Elikhulu langkhona kungele Movement for Democratic Change, MDC, elabunjwa ngomnyaka ka-1999, likhokhelwa umnumzana Morgan Richard Tsvangirai.
We must give Mugabe a resounding defeat.
Kumele sinqobe umgabe okungela uthandabuza.
Insolo ebantwini ngombuso kaMgabe yaqhubeka. Kwathi ngokhetho luka-2008 kwabonakala ukubana uTsvangirai OMDC wayenqobile kodwa wavinjwa ukuba ngumongameli ngoba engatholanga amavoti eneleyo phansi kwesisekelo sombuso emthethweni othi kwakumele athole isilinganiso esedlula amashumi amahlanu ekhulwini 50% plus 1. Kulapho ababili laba bagcina bekhumisana umlotha bavumelana ukubumba uhulumende ukwabelana amandla owe-Government of National Unity, GNU. Kodwa umgabe akathandanga ukuyekethisa njengemvama wakhetha ukuthatha izikhundla zonke ezilesi sindo ezinjengezomvikela ukuze ibutho liqhubeke liphansi kwakhe. Umgabe wayekholwa ekuthini imfundo iqakathekile ekuthuthukiseni ilizwe. Ngakho-ke, ngomnyaka 1980 ngemva kokuthola uzibuse, wathatha isinqumo sokuthi imfundo ibe lilungelo lomuntu wonke, okwenza kwaba yimfanelo ukuthi umntwana wonke athole imfundo eye-primary leye-secondary ngaphandle kwembadalo. Njengoba yena wayengumbalisi, waba ngowakuqala ukuhlawulela indleko yezifundo yamabhezari kamongameli awokusiza abafundayo abalengqondo ezikhaliphileyo kodwa bephuma emulini eziswelayo lentandane ukuze baqhubeke ngemfundo yaphezulu yemakolitshini. Kungenxa yalesi sizathu iZimbabwe kaningi ithola isicoco sokuba labantu abaningi abafundileyo ezwekazi lonke lase-Afrika. Nguye njalo owaphatha indima enkulu ekuthunyelweni kwamasosha aweZimbabwe ngomnyaka 1991 ukuyalondoloza ukuthula emazweni omhlaba phansi kweviyo lebutho lenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba ele-United Nations Verification Mission. Ubungcwethi lokuzinikela kwamasosha la kwapha iZimbabwe inhlonipho lokuzinza okukhulu emazweni womhlaba lasenhlanganisweni ezifana lomanyano we-United Nations laku-African Union. Ngakwelinye icele, umgabe uzokhunjulwa ngokunye kokubi akwenzayo esaphila. Isihluku sokubulawa kwenkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu ngumbhuqazwe we-Gugurawondi. Amanxeba enhliziyo alokhe ebhibhidla, sikhuluma kanje, ngoba ingaxolisanga. Ukudilizelwa imizi kwabantu ngohlelo lwakhe olwemrambajina. Udlakela lokuhlukumeza lokwethusela abantu ngezikhathi zokhetho kwezombusazwe. ukuthunjwa lokunyamalala kukaRashiwe Gudla uyitha iTsamara uJustina Mkoko labanye okungaqedakaliyo ukungajezisi abaqhuba ibhizimusi ngobugwelegwele i-corruption okugoqela iziphathamandla zikahulumende wakhe lomkakhe ngowakhe. Izigidi zezizalwane zeZimbabwe sezabona kungcono ukuyaphephela kwamanye amazwe bagcwala emazweni omhlaba besiyadinga amadlelo angcono kulasekhaya. Umnotho usuguqe ngamadolo. URobert Gabriel Mugabe wakoGushungu usesichile. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseWashington DC. NginguPraxedes Jeremiah.